Fourth Perek, Rosh Hashanah, First Mishnah. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shachalius B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that came in on Shabbos, the Mikvish are you talking of a Loi B'Medina. Even though the writer one is supposed to blow the Shofar on Yom Tov, even though it comes down on Shabbos, Midr Rabbanan, they made it a Takona, not to blow Shofar on Shabbos, because somebody may want to practice his Shofar and go to his Rebbe, and carry the shofar on Shabbos, which now, that's not very for Shabbos. Carrying the shofar is not very for Shabbos. You just let it blow it in the shul. So out of this concern that one Jew may inadvertently carry his shofar on Shabbos, the mevatel entire avodah of tkiyah shofar, which is the central part of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. We see how much chazal and mashiv kiyum of Shabbos and chazal the other way around. So in any event, as a result of that, when Yom Tov comes, Rosh Hashanah comes down on Shabbos, we do not blow the shofar unless one is in the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah. Shechav Beit HaMikdash, Hitzkin Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakeh, Shehid Tokim B'chol Mokim Sheish B'Bezdin. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakeh, who made many enactments, as we will see, at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, he enacted that wherever there is a Bezdin, then they should blow the shofar from that place, not talking about any Bezdin of three people, Bezdin of 23 people that have a town for the Andin of Toshis, technically. Amar Abba Loza, the Lord says, "Oh, Hitkan Rabbi Yochanan Zaki, Elo B'Yavna Duvad." No, he did not make a takon in any city that had a bezin of Esther and the Shosh of 23 members. It was only the high bezin, which at that point in time moved from Yerushalayim to Yavna. Amuloi Echad B'Yavna Echad Kolmokim Sheish Lo Bezin. Rachum disagreed with him, and they said that any place that has a bezin kavu of 23 members, that is a type of place which they permitted people to blow the shofar by the area of the bezin. Blow the shofar on Shabbos in the area of the bezin.